it's interesting the way that stepmoms are viewed in society versus the way stepdads are viewed in society. Stepdads, a lot of times, are viewed as like they've stepped into this situation and are, doing the really heroic thing and, being there for the family. And, how great is it that they're taking on these kids that aren't theirs and all this stuff. And stepmoms, a lot of times, are viewed like with an eye of suspicion, like, oh, is she trying to be mom? Is she trying to take these kids away from mom?
Hey, mamas, do you ever get tired of trying to be the perfect mom or wonder how you're going to make it through the day? I know I do. I'm Kendall Yanez, a mom of two, a recovering perfectionist, and a people pleaser. Sorta. I'm still a work in progress. Being a mom is the most rewarding but hardest job you can have. Behind every kid is a mom who believes she is failing. If you're looking for a fun and safe, judgment-free community of mom to talk about all the good and bad that comes with this crazy, most beautiful thing called motherhood, you're in the right place. I have built a community membership that will be perfect just for you. I am no expert, but on this podcast, we will get real and honest. I interview moms in different walks of life. They all have different stories to share and advice to give. Whether you need advice, you're looking for clarity, or you just need a good laugh with some girlfriends, that's what we're here for. So let's walk through motherhood together. Welcome to my podcast, Mama, You're Doing Great. Before we start laughing, crying, and feeling all the emotions as mamas like to feel, please take a second to hit that subscribe button to this podcast so you can come back and hear more mom friends share their stories. Also, if you haven't already, make sure you follow me on Instagram at Kendall Yanez. Don't forget to check out mamayouredoinggreat.com to shop and to see how you can get inside a community membership and connect with other mamas just like you. Let's get started. Cameron Norman is founder of This Custom Life and host of the Stepmom Diaries podcast, where she provides advice and tools to help stepmoms manage their blended family lives. She is co-founder of the Stepmom Summit and co-CEO of Step Family Magazine. Cameron is certified step-parent coach. She is the creator of the Blended Family Formula for Stepmom Success and the author of the Stepmom's Gratitude Journal. Today, she's on the podcast to encourage and help blended families come together in the best way they know how to be the best parents they can for their kids. We discuss roles in the family and how to navigate boundaries. The bottom line is to help each other towards giving the kids a healthy and safe environment to live in. Here is Cameron. Hey, Cameron. I'm so excited that you're here today with us.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, I want you to tell us a little bit about who you are, about your family, and how you got started with helping blended families.
Yeah, so I'm a stepmom of four, one with special needs. And I got started helping step families really because I realized that I was having such a hard time adjusting to blended family life. And for background, I'm a lawyer. I've been working in politics for more than 20 years. I'm fairly type A. So, when I became a stepmom, I was like, okay, where's the handbook? Just tell me what I need to know and I'll read up on it and it'll be great. And obviously it was slightly more complicated than that. And I realized pretty quickly that I was like making mistakes because I didn't know what to do and things were going sideways and it was super chaotic. So I figured if I was having these challenges that other stepmoms probably were too, which is exactly right. And I kind of set to work doing the research and, creating a course and, other resources and doing some coaching for stepmoms who are trying to figure all this out because it's really complicated and can be really challenging, but, should be rewarding if you can get a handle on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How long have you been a stepmom?
7 years.
Awesome.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've talked a lot about like the stigma around, quote unquote, the stepmom name. I hear a lot now people say bonus mom or bonus dad, which I kind of like. I want to hear your thoughts on that. How can we get away from that stigma and break that idea of stepmoms being bad?
Yeah, and it's so funny that you mentioned the bonus mom because I co-own Step Family Magazine with a business partner, Beth McDonough of the Inclusive Stepmom. And we were just in Arizona last week for a conference and we were having a long discussion about the term stepmom versus bonus mom. And I generally think there's nothing wrong with either term. I do think that a lot of women gravitate towards the term bonus mom because of the stigma that's associated with stepmom. And I would love to see that stigma addressed so that people could use the term stepmom and not feel weird about it, you know? And it's interesting the way that stepmoms are viewed in society versus the way stepdads are viewed in society. Stepdads, a lot of times, are viewed as like they've stepped into this situation and are, you know, doing the really heroic thing and, you know, being there for the family. And, you know, how great is it that they're taking on these kids that aren't theirs and all this stuff? And stepmoms, a lot of times, are viewed like with an eye of suspicion, you know, like, oh, is she trying to be mom? Is she trying to take these kids away from mom or, you know, do something that's not her role? And it's just an interesting dichotomy. And stepmoms actually have a higher incidence of depression than biological moms or stepdads. So it's, you know, I always kind of joke, like, thank you, Disney, for making us the evil stepmother, you know. But there is a societal stigma, and I think even more than a stigma, a misunderstanding of what it is that we do and who we are. I mean, 99.9% of stepmoms out there really are just like trying to do the best they can on a daily basis, you know? And that's not to say there aren't some bad stepmoms out there. There are, just like there's some bad parents, you know? But I think by and large, nobody's trying to screw up the kids. Nobody's trying to take mom's place. And everybody's kind of trying to piece together a family and build a life that they love, which can be really difficult in blended family circumstances, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So you've also talked about like the difference between like first families and step families. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So one of the things that is challenging for step parents and for stepmoms is that they have joined a family that's being formed out of loss, right? So either the first spouse has been, either there's been a divorce or the first spouse has passed away, but whatever it is, that family has experienced a loss. And so when you're joining a second family, or it could be a third, whatever, you know, family, it's a different dynamic than when a first family is formed. You're coming into a situation where, you know, the kids have already had a lot of experiences with their biological or primary parent. And a lot of times you can feel like an outsider. You know, a lot of the experiences, obviously, you weren't around for, but, you know, there can be a lot of emotions and tension between, you know, you and the kid's mom, whether you have a good relationship or not. You know, kids can feel torn with their loyalty to mom. And it's just a really there, you have to be intentional in a second family in a way that first families don't have to think about, right? You have to think about the impact of like all of your the family forming actions on the kids. You have to think about a whole nother household that the kids are maybe going between, you know, and how you're coordinating with them. And there are just a lot of dynamics that first families, you know, don't have to deal with.
Yeah, that makes total sense. So how do the two families communicate and come together in the interest best for the kids, right? How do they have those healthy relationships as best as it can be? What are some tips?
Yeah, I mean, that's the question, right? It can be really challenging. You know, a lot of it depends on the dynamics and the relationship between the adults and whether there can be good communication between households. And I've seen step families that go on vacation together with the other house. And I've seen step families that are so high conflict that they don't communicate ever. And they do kind of what we call parallel parenting, which is essentially two separate houses, two separate sets of rules, everything separate, no coordination. And, you know, whatever the situation is, you can make it work, but you need to be able to communicate within the construct that you've got, right? So if you can have a decently cordial relationship, being able to have some open conversations and set expectations with the other house is really positive. You don't need to have the same rules in each house, but to the extent that you can communicate when, you know, something happens at school while the child is at your house, or the, you know, vice versa, it's really healthy. And the most important thing is that you're not having conflict in front of the kids. And that if you are having communication challenges with the other house, that that happens outside of earshot of the kids, because the last thing you want is for them to feel stuck in the middle of all that. It's not healthy for them, and, you know, can really impact their self-esteem and, you know, their ability to navigate relationships as they get older and stuff like that. You know, it can be challenging, but they're, regardless of how well you can communicate with the other house, there are ways to deal with it, you know, so that the kids still have a positive, loving, safe, and secure environment to grow up in, even if the parents don't get along.
Right. Another school year has come and gone. Summer is here in full swing. I'm sure most of you mamas are so excited and can't wait to see your babies all day, every day, right? Until you hear a lot of, I'm bored, they hit me, what are we doing today? And every mama's favorite, I'm hungry. Mamas, I want to encourage you to let go of the expectations this summer and the stress we put on ourselves to have the best summer of all. Take a moment and remember, you only have a few summers left with the kids. So just embrace the imperfections, the messiness of the kids may be making while home this summer, and enjoy what truly matters. But also, setting boundaries and scheduling activities prevents boredom and will help decrease your overwhelm and frustration. I know you want to have a good summer and make lots of good memories, so I have a few essentials to help your summer days go smoother and be more enjoyable. Head on over to mommayouredoinggreat.com and then you'll see the freebies tab. You'll see the list of activities, daily planners, monthly calendars with activities on them, and the 10 must-haves mamas need to survive this summer. Mama, remember, give yourself lots of grace. The kids will not remember the little things that matter to you that may seem big. They remember if they're safe and happy. So I hope these free printables will help you enjoy the summer and help you get a little time to breathe while your kids stay busy. Happy summer!
So, should or is there a right or wrong way of like having that open relationship with the moms, like biological mom and stepmom or dads even? Like, how do they go about developing that type of positive relationship?
Yeah, I mean, that's a hard question, right? Because every situation is so unique and different. And I think it really depends on, you know, your particular dynamic. If you have a situation where, you know, the primary mom, the biological mom is open to, you know, a civil relationship, then I think that's great. But if she's not, then you have to sort of navigate what that's going to look like. And sometimes it evolves, right? Sometimes she's not super open to a relationship with the stepmom at first, but maybe that evolves over time once she gets to know her. I think as stepmoms, you know, my opinion is, you know, probably not helpful to like try and insert yourself with the mom at every turn to build that relationship. That can make things a little challenging, but you really have to kind of understand the personalities you're dealing with and what that particular dynamic is. But it really is so unique in every situation.
Right. Yeah. No two families situation is alike. How do you figure out like roles and responsibilities? Like, you know, I've seen both sides where this, you know, the stepmom like wants to help and dad's like, no, it's my responsibility. Or, you know, stepdad's like, that's not my responsibility. Like dad needs to step up or whatever. Like, how do you figure out roles with like financial, right? Like dads and stepdads, quote unquote, like they are the disciplinaries and they like financially are in charge like most of the time. So like that gets tricky.
Yeah. So boy, there are a lot of questions there there's a lot there we could get into. I think first of all, figuring out your role is really important. And I would say it's really important to do that on the front end of things. sit down with your partner before you move in together, before you get married, and talk about what your role is going to be and what your expectations are. Now, chances are, if a stepmom is already knee deep and hasn't had that conversation, that's pretty normal. I didn't have those conversations. I realized after the fact that we should have had those conversations. And I think that happens pretty often. And I think that happens in first families too. I mean, you
Oh, yeah.
get so caught up in the relationship and the wedding planning, and then, you kind of get into it a little bit, and you're like, wait a minute, we didn't talk about any of this stuff. And that's particularly true of finances. And I've done some writing and talking about the step family finances issue, and it can be really challenging. I mean, I think the bottom line on finances is that stepmoms do not have a legal or any other kind of obligation to pay for anything for stepkids. Now, that sounds harsh. And I think it is a little harsh, right? Because a lot of stepmoms, many stepmoms, want to do stuff for the kids. And so when I'm saying that, I'm not saying don't do anything for the kids. I'm just saying it's not your responsibility. I do lots for my stepkids. I get really, I'm helping with my stepdaughter right now, who's getting ready to go to college. And, we're looking at, clothes for rush in August and stuff to move into the dorm, and I'm helping with all of it, and I am excited too because I adore her. And but every situation is different, right? And that may not be a natural place for a stepmom to feel like she wants to do a lot, and that's okay too. Just have those conversations with your spouse, on all of it. And the other thing I would say about a stepmom's role is, when it comes to discipline, it can be really hard for stepmoms, because I think that we, a lot of times, we are coming into a family that has already interacted and known each other for, oftentimes many years. And we sometimes have a little bit more of an objective view about, how things are running, how things are operating, and, may come into it and say, well, gosh, this house needs some order. So let me, thank goodness I'm here. I can help, straighten this up, and we should have a chore chart, and let's every, we're going to organize who's doing dishes and make sure our rooms are clean and all this kind of stuff. And, you feel like what you're doing is really for the betterment of the family, and it may be, but stepmoms across the board, when you first come into the step family, when you first get to know the kids, should not be the disciplinarian. Should not be the enforcer of the rules. Certainly talk with your spouse about the rules, talk about your with your spouse about the consequences, but it needs to be some good cop, bad cop, and you need to always be the good cop. Until you have a really strong bond with your stepchild, discipline's just not going to be received well, and it's going to actually impact your ability to have a good relationship with your stepchild.
So that may never, you may never be able to discipline because you may never get that solid bond.
Yeah, I mean, I think conventional wisdom is that it takes 5 to 7 years for a step family to really kind of gel together. That's a long time. And that can be most of a childhood, right?
Yeah.
So it definitely takes a long time, and you have to be patient about it. When you do have a strong bond, they'll take some discipline from you and accept it, but it is really, really difficult when you don't. And so the good cop, bad cop, and it's hard because, your spouse may not want to always be the heavy. And I had to have that conversation with my husband. He's like, well, that's not fair. Like, I always have to come down hard, and you get to come in and be like fun stepmom. And I'm like, well, I'm not always fun, but yeah, you have to be the one that gets onto them about stuff. And that just, until you have that bond, that's really, really important.
Yeah, would you think it's harder for stepdads versus stepmoms because they are traditionally the disciplinary in a household?
I think it depends. I mean, in terms of kind of gender roles and stuff like that, I mean, maybe, but I think it depends. I mean, they're still coming in to a new-ish situation and, trying to build that relationship with the kids. And it is so important to build the relationship and really focus on that. And it's so much more important than it is to come in and be the heavy. And leave that to your spouse. It's hard. I mean, it's a really hard dynamic, especially because sometimes I think you do see things a little more objectively than your spouse does where the kids are concerned. It doesn't mean that the way you see it is always right, but you know, you can sometimes pick up on things that they may not pick up on because they're looking at it kind of through the rose-colored lenses of love, and you're coming in as, you know, a little bit more of a neutral observer and, you know, seeing things that they may not see or want to see.
Right, right. Yeah. What's your thoughts on like introducing or talking about, like, you know, we've seen these are my kids or these are my stepkids, these are my kids, these are her kids kind of thing. Like, do you think that that affects the kids, like when they hear that, or hurts, you know, the biological parent, kind of like, aren't those your kids too? Like, what's your thoughts on all that?
I mean, I'm a big fan of, you know, when I introduce my husband and stepkids to someone, I'm like, this is my husband, Craig, and my stepdaughter, Jennings, or whichever one, you know, I mean, I think those are just our relationships, you know, I don't think it needs to be hurtful or anything. I think it's just matter of fact. And I've said to my stepdaughter at different points when we've been at doctor's appointments or whatever, and people will be like, is your mom going to come with you? You know, referring to me. And after they walk away, I'll say to her, like, hey, I didn't correct them because it felt awkward, but is that okay? I know that I'm not your mom. And, you know, it just was a weird situation. You know what I mean? Like, it's,
yeah.
I try and be very open about all of it when I can be, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Like, my husband comes from divorced parents and dad got remarried, and mom sometimes will say, or stepmom will, it just depends, you know, like you said, like the situation, and she has talked to him about that. Like, I'm never trying to replace your mom, or, you know, people will be like, hey, are your parents coming? And like, it's like weird depending on, you know, the situation. Oh, well, that's like, you don't want to correct people, but then it's like a lot of people know, like, oh, Jared's mom is in his life too. That's a stepmom. Like, you know, and everyone has a good relationship. But yeah, I think like you said, it just depends on the situation and like what's appropriate at that time.
Yeah. And you can do it gently and in a way that's friendly. And, you know, I don't think it needs to be weird or anything like that. But, you know, I think as long as the kids know that you're kind of open in terms of communication around the relationships. And, you know, I think as long as you're, again, you know, if you're not having conflict with mom in front of the kids, as long as they feel comfortable, you know, referring to mom or talking about mom in front of you, then, you know, I think that's all good. I mean, they should feel healthy and comfortable talking about you in front of mom and mom in front of you and all that in an ideal world.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, we don't always live in an ideal world in step families, but, you know, I mean, I think it's great if you can, you know, ask what they did at mom's house and be really encouraging, like, oh, that sounds like you had so much fun. That's great. You know, and that makes things a little less awkward when, you know, you're talking about family dynamics and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk about boundaries a little bit. I know that even if it's a positive situation, you still have to have boundaries. And especially if it is high conflict situations, having boundaries, and how do you set those? And how do you really make sure the kids respect those as well? Respect the stepmom or stepdad?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends. I mean, I think that boundaries are necessary in step families, period. I mean, just in a lot of different ways. But as you said, especially when it's high conflict, and I help stepmoms, so I'm kind of always talking to them about what's helpful for them. And, you know, I think if there is a high conflict situation, then I want them to set boundaries that are going to help them maintain their sanity in a high conflict situation, right? And so that may mean limiting their interaction with the ex, their spouse's ex. Maybe that means not going to pickups or drop-offs. Maybe that means not, you know, engaging in emailing and texting and stuff like that, not engaging in a lot of direct communication. Whatever that boundary looks like, you know, I want stepmom to feel safe and supported. With kids, I mean, sometimes that's, you know, setting a boundary of kids are not in the bedroom at night. Like, they don't, you know, come in and hang out in the bedroom. It's a separate sort of thing. Maybe that is, you know, you need time once a week to be by yourself or to hang out with your girlfriends. But whatever those boundaries look like, you need to figure out what's going to help you preserve your peace. and then figure out kind of some boundaries around that. And I always tell people boundaries are not about punishing the other person. It's not about like, well, you know, now you've done this, so I'm not going to drop up off some pickups. No, it's just if you notice that you're getting, and I use that example because that's when I said, I noticed I was getting really anxious around drop off and pickup time because we have a high conflict relationship with my spouse's ex. And so I set that boundary just for my own sanity. And I just kind of said, you know, I'll go if I need to, if we're like taking the, if we're picking the kids up and then going somewhere directly from there. But otherwise, I'm going to try not to go because it just helps me be a little saner to not be anxious around that pickup and drop off, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But boundaries can be really hard.
Yeah, trying to get everyone on kind of the same page and everyone following it. What's your thoughts on like communicating? Again, is it every situation's different, right? But like, you know, if mom and dad are like emailing or whatever, or texting, like what's your thoughts on getting both step parents on the opposite side involved?
I think sometimes it can be really positive to have them involved. Sometimes there's a lot of resistance from the ex, right? And if that's the case, then I would say keep it simple. And, you know, if you're in a situation, we've had this where, you know, an email will be sent by the ex to your spouse on something that also impacts you, but doesn't copy you in. Your spouse is probably tempted to copy you in and say, you know, please copy Cameron in on all this stuff. And this is an example that has happened. And there was a lot of resistance. Like, I don't need to communicate with Cameron. I just need to communicate with you. Well, okay. I mean, is it really any skin off my back if I'm not on these emails? Because I know my husband will tell me about them. It can be hurtful. It can feel hurtful. You know, like, why don't, it sort of goes back to like the, you know, middle school. Like, why don't they like me? People like me, you know? But at the end of the day, if it needs to be that your spouse is communicating with their ex, that's probably an okay place to be. And you don't need to fight every battle, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. So tell us about your, what you offer for blended families and stepmoms. And then you also do like a conference, right?
Yeah. So I have got a blended family roadmap, which is blended as an acronym, and it's the 7 things that every stepmom should understand in order to have success in her stepfamily. And I describe it to people. I've got a little freebie, but I've also got a course around the blended formula. And I describe it as not a silver bullet. This is not like the formula that's going to fix your stepmom life. But what it will do is help you understand the things that you need to get a hold of to get your calm and sanity restored in step family life. And so I've got that. And then I've got my own podcast called The Stepmom Diaries. And then I co-founded the Stepmom Summit with Beth McDonough of The Inclusive Stepmom. And we also co-own Step Family Magazine. So we've got a ton of resources, tools, experts that we bring in to help stepmoms and stepfamilies with pretty much everything they're dealing with.
I love it. Okay. So last thing, just give some words of advice and encouragement to stepmoms and just blended families that are trying to figure it out, just don't know which way's up, which way's down. And just, they really, like you said, the bottom line is they want kids to be happy. So what are something you could say to them?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really common for stepmoms to be really hard on themselves. And I would say, cut yourself some slack, because I know you're trying your hardest, because that's what we do as parents. We, you know, nobody gets into the parenting business to like, just go at it halfway, right? Like, we're all trying to be the best parents we can be. And I would say, cut yourself some slack, because you're going to make mistakes, just like biological parents. You're going to stumble. I've made a million mistakes. You're going to stumble. But I think as long as, you know, you are trying, as long as you can try to keep open communication with your spouse and keep that relationship strong, because that's the most important relationship. That's why you're there, right? Then you got this. You can do it. That's what I would say to stepmoms.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all your wisdom.
Yeah, happy to. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you can resonate with what you heard. If you want to get more connected with other mamas like you and feel encouraged and not so alone, head on over to mamayouredoinggreat.com/membership. Also, make sure to share this episode with a friend that can use some words of encouragement. It would mean so much to me if you would take a second and leave a rating or a review. There will be days you think you are failing, but until next time, remember, Mama, you're doing great.